KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, firefighters from Hancock were called to the scene of a residential structure fire early this morning. The blaze at 212 East Duncan Street was reported at around 1 a.m. We currently have no other details available. Police in Council Bluffs have arrested a woman suspected of being involved in numerous arson fires. 25-year-old Rebecca Myers of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday morning on 4 counts of third-degree arson, 2 counts of first-degree arson, and 2 counts of child endangerment. Myers was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $75,000 bond. A warrant was issued for her arrest following an investigation into 6 different fires that authorities say were intentionally set in the 1,000 block of 3rd Avenue in Council Bluffs between October 4th and the 20th. Police in Council Bluffs say a girl missing since she left for school Wednesday morning was found safe late Wednesday night and returned to her family unharmed. 11-year-old Kayla M. Skipton was last seen by the public Wednesday evening between 7 and 7:30 in the area of Benton Street and McGee Streets, walking up a hill. In an updated release late Wednesday night, police said the girl was found in the area of her home, but additional details were not released. The Iowa Department of Education has announced that it will recommend dissolving the Farragut Community School District. Primary concerns appear to be declining enrollment in the Fremont County District, as well as another year of exceeding a state spending limit. The state has also told school officials to address shortcomings of accessibility to students. Department spokeswoman Stacy Hupp said in an email that the recommendation has not been made officially, but that she expects it to be on the State Board of Education's meeting agenda for November 18th. The decision will ultimately be made by the board. The Farragut School Board announced Monday that it would hold a community meeting next Wednesday to give an overview of the situation and allow Farragut and Hamburg residents to ask questions. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Wednesday released additional details about an accident that happened west of Marnie Saturday morning. Officials say just before 6 a.m., deputies had responded to a report of a vehicle that struck a bridge near Marnie. A 2012 Nissan Versa driven by 31-year-old Jason Daniel Hammond of Walnut was westbound on Highway 83 when he swerved to avoid an oncoming vehicle that was partially in his lane. As he did so, his car hit the bridge rail. The oncoming vehicle did not stop and was not located. Hammond was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac. Damage to his vehicle was estimated at $3,000. And the Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeffrey Kaufman has called for a special nominating convention with the intention of nominating a Republican candidate to run in the Iowa House District 21 special election. The convention will take place 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, November 10th at the Corning Opera House in Corning. On October 16th, Governor Terry Branstad called for a special election to be held December 8th for Iowa House District 21, which is comprised of Adams and Union counties and parts of Cass and Pottawatomie counties. The election is needed to fill the seat held by Representative Jack Drake of Griswold. Drake died in Atlantic from natural causes on October 11th. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Mathias, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died October 17th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Shirley Mathias will be held today at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Maxine Mickey Schwartz, age 98, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Maxine Schwartz will be today at 3 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Falk, age 97, of Avoca and formerly of Minden, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alice Falk will be Friday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Elsie Kesselring, age 97, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Panora. Funeral services for Elsie Kesselring will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Gay Nichols, age 72, of Moscow, Iowa, and formerly of the Anita, Wyota, and Messina areas, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Gay Nichols will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wilton. The Bentley Funeral Home of Wilton is handling the arrangements. Denny Jensen, age 71, of Chicago and formerly of Greenfield, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Denny Jensen will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Rainer Hemmingson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Rainer Hemmingson will be held next Thursday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Nina DePew, of age 94, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Private graveside services for Nina DePew will be held, and Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lloyd Middleton, age 71, of Templeton, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. No funeral services for Lloyd Middleton will be held. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Nancy Iltz, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Nancy Iltz will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Ada Lowe, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Services for Ada Lowe are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jeffrey Campbell, age 51, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday. Services for Jeffrey Campbell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.